friends and fez. Good friends and fez. Good friends and fez. Good friends and fez. Good friends and fez.
Welcome everyone to episode 26 of Good Friends and Fez. And as a special Christmas present, we actually have Fez on this podcast. I'm Stephen.
I'm Fez.
I'm Lexus.
I'm Lee.
General Chit-chat!
Oh, that actually hurt my voice. I've been yelling too much.
Hurt my mind.
Mind, voice, body, soul.
Yeah. Just damaged now.
Yeah. Just damaged severely. Much more like my liver after going to Fiji.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm in Fiji. Fiji.
I was going to ask you about it, but no, just brag about your holiday.
No, Fiji. Fiji. Where I was at.
All right, well, tell us about Fiji, because I've never been.
You've never been?
No.
It's good. It's what I liked about it is it says, like, have you ever been to Southeast Asian countries?
I have.
It's got that same smell. You know when you... No, I love that smell. Like, you know,
like
when
shit in the streets?
No. I know, like, what you mean, yeah.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
It's humidity mixed with a little bit of shit, yes.
And a bit of sweat.
Like, a bit of the sea as well,
bit of fish, bit of like mixed fermented food,
yeah,
and fruit and BO. It's great. I love the smell. Anyway,
so I know what you mean.
Yeah. I got off the plane, I smelled it, and I'm like, this is gonna be a good week.
Yeah.
And it was. We went over for a friend's wedding, and then besides that, there was a lot of cocktails by the pool.
Yeah.
We had the tradition, which was good. You know how the bride isn't allowed to see the groom?
Yeah.
Before the wedding. So we did it so the night before the wedding, all the boys were in one room at one end of the resort and all the girls were at the other end of the room.
Great.
And the girl who was in the boys' room originally knew that we were going to get up to shit. So she locked everything up, took all her makeup, all her clothes, everything with her.
Yeah.
Except she forgot her bikini.
Oh.
She left it in the room. So after the best part of a bottle of Sailor Jerry's and some vodkas, one of our mates, who isn't the most athletic-looking person, put on the bikini, and instantly this bikini just turned into a G-string. We went over to the other end of the resort and kicked their door down and then let him run in and give him a lap dance. And so there was a lot of screaming girls, and
amazing.
Mainly the girl was hating it because she could never wear that bikini again.
No, you'd have to burn it.
You would
to burn that.
Yeah, so that was a hideous sight, but a good one.
That is good. Jeez. So is that the first time you've been to like an island, apart from Southeast Asia, you know what I mean, like a Pacific island country?
Yeah, it is.
I think it'd be cool. So what were the people like?
Was very friendly.
Is it really touristy?
I don't know, that's the thing. Like, we were staying in the resort the whole time.
Okay.
So it's like, but they recommended that you didn't go to the Nandi village, which is like the main city.
Yeah.
Just because, like, as soon as you go out of the resorts, they're just like, ah, Westerners.
Give us money.
Give us your money or we'll bash you. And Fijian dudes are massive.
Yeah.
You got no chance of winning that. So
no,
it was all very much just stay in the resort and whatnot. But
sounds like a prison.
Yeah, a delicious prison.
Yeah.
With no anal sex, but plenty of cocktails.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Heaps of cocktail.
Oh, so, right.
I see what you did.
Instead of cock in the bum.
I see.
No cocks in the bum in Fiji.
No shower antics.
Nah. Just pool antics, which is volleyball.
Which is still anal in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a shower. It's
anal with the rules of volleyball, but not in the bum.
What rules is that?
Well, just don't hit it too far, otherwise you have to get out of the pool. And
take anal.
Yeah, pretty much. Take it in the butt. Take it in the butt.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, so no, it was a very nice trip.
Yeah.
No, my bragging session's over. What are you miserable dickheads been up to?
Certainly not going to feed.
Yeah. Busy at work? And yes, alright.
Well, Fez has been away from the podcast for a while. So surely you've done something interesting over the last month.
I haven't. I've just been doing my exams and my honours.
Mm.
Now I'm free, but I'm working, so it's pretty shit.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the real world, because you got nothing but 60 years of that ahead.
Yeah.
Joy.
Yeah.
Mm. That was boring.
It really was. Like, I feel kind of depressed.
Yeah, so do
I. Oh, let's move it on, shall we?
Yeah, let's move on. That was the worst general chit-chat ever.
Yeah. Fez, I kind of wish you weren't here.
We've been slowly getting back on track to good episodes, but I feel now I've just gone downhill.
I think you're
again.
Exactly yeah. right. Since we did the Fez special, things kind of hit a low.
Yeah, definitely.
It was nothing but Fez.
Yep.
But then we'd be regaining our fucking composure and stuff.
And our viewership. But
exactly.
Now
it's crashing.
Yeah.
Mm. Big time. Yeah.
You can hear it crashing as we speak. Just people like switching off their radios, the AM yep. FM dial, turning it off.
That's it.
All right, Fez.
All right. Next segment, which is Stiff Upper Gift. With the Christmas season coming up, we might start to get a few bad gifts.
Yeah.
Things you don't really want. So I thought we could help our listenership come up with a few excuses and how to deal with bad gifts. Like, what would we do if we get a terrible gift?
Yeah.
So I want you guys, so for instance, I'll give a bad gift to Querbs, and then you have to open it and unwrap it and be surprised and try and deal with the bad gift.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll start. So my gift to you this year, Querbs, is a Family Guy edition of Monopoly. Here you are, enjoy.
Oh, let me unwrap it first. Oh, Family Guy Monopoly.
Yep.
Just how did you know?
I know you like Monopoly, and you've seen Family Guy, haven't you?
I sure have. Love it. Yeah. Oh, great. You know what? I actually remember the last time I played Monopoly. It's been ages ago.
Good.
I haven't played it in years.
Yeah.
That's gonna be so good.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
Oh, thanks heaps. Thanks heaps. Did you want to play now?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Yeah?
I mean, I bought it so you could play it, so...
Great, great. Hold on, let me just go to the other room, and I'll get ready for Monopoly.
Cool. Yeah?
Did well.
Did well.
I thought you really liked it.
That would have been... That's a good gift, though.
That's actually a decent gift.
I just think, like, there's that many versions
I was
going to
say, yeah, that's a fucking okay gift. Like, it's not the best, but it's not the worst.
Oh, I was just thinking, like... It's the same game.
You actually threw me a curveball.
Yeah, have you... Same. I was like, how's he going to react to this? Because I'm like, you can play this pretty easily. Like, oh, I really like Family Guy. And Monopoly's okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, good. I thought it'd be sure. I'd be kind of disappointed to get it, but...
Ooh, now I've got to take back my fucking Family Guy edition of Monopoly for you.
Yeah.
What were you doing in the other room, preparing?
just trying to come up with a better excuse. That was a curveball. Fuck it. That was a good gift.
Yeah, it was decent.
Like you can't be like, all right, I'm going to punch you in the face and I take you on a hot air balloon ride.
Yeah.
It's two very two different
That's true.
Things.
This is the weirdest podcast we've ever done so far.
Well, you did well regardless.
Well, so. I was trying to pay it out, but I'm like, how do I pay out something that is actually good?
Although Monopoly, though, you can be shit times playing Monopoly. Like, people won't trade their places and whatever. Yeah. So it just goes around and around for hours.
And it leads to, like, fights. Family fights. It's a big cause of that.
Yeah.
Like, people get pissed off pretty easy.
They do. Like, yeah, I grew up in a fairly competitive family, and Monopoly was not too much fun.
Yeah.
Mm.
Whenever those hotels came out, you're like, oh, no.
My dad.
Anyway, do you want to give a gift to Stephen?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm going to... Oh, here's your shit gift. Yeah. Mila Kunis. Oh, have fun with that. No.
Well, that would be difficult to accept, though.
Now, I want you to unwrap your present.
All right.
All right.
Give it to me.
Unwrap it.
Oh.
Do you like it? It's four packs of watch batteries.
Yes, it is.
No, this is great, mate. Thanks for that. Because I was thinking of getting a watch. And I keep tossing up my mind whether or not to get one. Now I've got to. So you made up that decision
I'm
for
glad
me.
To hear that.
I'll be able to check the time frequently.
Yeah.
I'll never be late again.
That's why we got it sport.
It's great, man. It's great. And I got four of them. I assume they last a while. Do they?
You'll
Do you know
never,
how long they
You'll
last?
Never have to buy batteries again.
That's great. That's
you
great.
You are in. Once you get that watch, you know, but
no,
things have been a bit tough, so we couldn't actually get your watch. But,
that's fine.
You know, we've got all the intentions.
No, mate, you pretty much got me
one
four.
Day affording got, something nice for you.
You pretty much got me four watches.
We're poor. Oh, yeah.
Family financial problems.
Yeah. It's just tough since I've lost my job at the salt deal, but you know.
Well, would you like one of the batteries?
Chin up.
You can
chin up. If you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I'll give you one.
I can't tell the time.
To stop you drawing a watch on your arm.
It will, yeah. If only we could pay our water bill so I could wash that off and draw a new clock face on.
I tell you what, mate, have them all. Have all the batteries.
Oh, Stephen, mate. No, no, you don't have to do that. We saved up for a long time, and those batteries are yours, mate.
No.
They're yours, mate.
I'll give one to you.
We love you. Please give me two.
I don't know, man.
I have financial problems.
You've got, like, oddly realistic. Yeah. And scene.
And scene.
Oh, well played.
That was good.
Well, now it's your go. Oh, same. Yeah. I was caught up by your financial problem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, don't you worry about that.
Is everything alright?
I'm never one to bring down a good family day.
Half
my kids aren't at home anymore.
It did feel...
It's because of Mum's new boyfriend. Yeah. Don't see him very often. Yeah. Legally, I can't. Hey, raised him but can't see him anymore.
Yeah, that felt
Philip. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He's looking after my kids now. I fucking pay for their days out, but nah, he looks up. He gets all the kudos. Being a good dad.
Fuck, this went to a different level.
Yeah, that felt scarily real.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now we've got over that depressing story. Something equally depressing, Fez.
Yeah.
Fez, open your gift.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, it's not open, mate. Keep going. No. All right, now you've ripped it.
All right.
What do you think about your 3-pack of dishwashing liquid?
Oh, you know, this is great. You know, and now I can just give this to Mum to wash my dishes.
Oh, yeah. You're giving it on?
Well, no, yeah.
I don't wash the dishes.
I thought maybe you could practice, you know, get some home economics into you. You know, become a real man, Fez.
Yeah, wash I'd rather dishes. Just, I'll hold on to these. When the dishes get dirty, which they will, then I'll handball them off to Mum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't realise there was going to be so much sexism involved with my gift giving.
Yes. Yes, there is.
What do you think of the brand? Bit of black and gold for you.
You know I like black and gold.
Yeah, cool. All right, well done, Fez. Enjoy it.
Yeah, I will. I will. Oh, fuck me. How the fuck? Dishwashing liquid. Oh, God.
Now I know you're disappointed.
Yeah, the 4-pack of batteries. At least you could do stuff with that. Dishwashing liquid.
Wash dishes with it. At least you have dishes. I literally don't have a watch.
That is true.
Alright.
Yeah, Fez.
Pay it forward, bro.
And now let's pass the next gift around, shall we, Fez?
Alright, here you go, Alexis.
Alright, thank you. Oh, everyone, I'm not gonna rip this. Oh, use this one later. I'm that guy. Oh, there we are. Gotta save this one for later. Got financial problems.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Alright, there we are.
Alright, yeah, there you go. Hope you enjoy it. The 2014 edition calendar. The Home and Away edition. Enjoy.
Home and Away, Carl.
The Home and Away from the TV series.
Yeah,
the much-loved TV series.
Yeah.
A long time running. It was 30 years by my count. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
That's... Yeah, I mean, I don't regularly watch it, but I know people that do, and they quite enjoy it, so I assume it's good. Yeah, this one's... Mate, I'm not even going to unwrap it. That's how important this is to me.
Oh, thank you.
You've given me a great gift here. It's just real nice. Yep. It's a... You wouldn't have the receipt for that one either. just want to see how much this precious thing is worth. And, maybe where you've got it from also. Like, that's how much I like it. Just, you know, I'll put it up on the wall and put the receipt right there next to it. Just so I know how much I mean to you.
Thanks, man.
No, calendar has a 1-year warranty as well.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That is
very
good.
If it breaks on a picture of Kate Ritchie, then I mean, that's fine.
I think you'll break on a picture of Kate Ritchie.
I'd break all over it.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. Next segment. Bullshit blunders. All right. Bullshit blunders. Pretty much. Have any of you guys... This isn't a Christmas-themed segment, so sorry about that.
That's weird on a Christmas-themed podcast.
Yeah. Mm. This,
pretty much this segment is about any time you've been stuck in a situation that, you know, you don't want to be in and you had to bullshit out. And it was, you know, an obvious bullshit. And I'm sure they know, but, like, you know, how did you get out of it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just want
to... You want to give us an example to get us started?
I'll start with myself so you guys get a...
Yes. Yeah, get a feel for it.
Feel for it, yeah. So, yeah, a few weeks ago I went to the Foodland in O'Connell Street in North Adelaide.
Very specific.
Yeah. What was the old Foodland like?
Oh, it was good. It was good. Yeah, I went to get some mixed nuts and fruit.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Anyway, at the front they had a charity. Looked like people were asking for donations.
Mm.
As we went to walk in, one of the guys came up and stopped me and said, "Oh, hey, can I just take some of your time?" And he had his hand out. So then I was just hesitated on the spot and just went and shook it. And so I pretty much made that commitment.
Yeah, you're being pulled in.
Yeah. It would be a mistake.
Yeah. So then he asked me what my name was. I should have bullshitted. I gave him my actual name. I said Fez. He's like, "Oh, hey Fez, how are you?" Yep. Ended up being a charity about autistic kids and the blind need for dogs. And I said, "Oh, yep." So I wasn't sure what he was getting at. So I was like, "Oh, yeah, do you want some money?" And he goes, "Oh, no, we're not actually... here, we can't legally ask you to donate, like, you know, hard cash."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, okay, just so I want to keep you aware." So he told us something, I just listened, I said, "Okay, yeah, cool, so we're wondering if we can get your name down." I was like, "All right." So I gave him my full name. I should have bullshitted my last name because there's not many other Fezzes out there in Adelaide. He's like, "Can you write your address?" And I was like, "All right." I wrote my address and realized, shit, I'm giving him my real address. I just couldn't bullshit on the spot. They went to the postcode.
Yeah.
I just changed the postcode and just everything else is the same except
the postcode. The bullshit story involves limited bullshit. Yeah.
No, it'll get to that. No, I'm getting to it. So he's got my address, bars the postcode.
Yeah.
And then after he asked me for my bank details.
Ah, rough.
Yeah. So I was like, hold on, I thought he didn't want any money, and apparently the way these days the charities work is they can't ask for hard cash.
Yeah, deposits like every month.
Yeah. And I was like, oh shit, how do I get out of this? Yeah. Nothing against autistic kids.
No, you hate them.
Did you say it was a charity for autistic kids and...
the blind, the dogs for blind and autistic kids.
Guide dogs.
Guide dogs.
Oh, guide dogs. Yeah, okay.
That is they're formerly known as.
Yeah,
because I got a bit confused when you explain that.
Sorry. Anyways.
Dogs.
So then what I did was like, I actually don't have my, I went and got my wallet out, pretended to have a look, and I said, "Oh, I actually don't have my bank card on me." And he goes, "Okay, yeah, cool." He gets his phone out and rings up the Commonwealth Bank.
What a pesky bastard. Yeah, like, only you would have stayed there for this.
Yeah,
I would have
just
fucking flipped them off and walked off, man. This is a bit harsh to a charity.
No, fuck them. If they're annoying, give them the bird.
So he gives me the phone with some guy and I said, "Oh, what branch are you with?" I just bullshitted that. I said some other suburb. He rings them up and I was like, "Oh, fuck, what do I do here?" The guy asked for my name. I said, "Yeah, Fazula." He starts to spell it. He spells it incorrectly. I'm like, "Yep, that's how you spell it." And it's just like, "Yep, your name isn't on the database." And I was like, "Yep, all right, cool, thank you very much." Hanged it up and it's just like, he said he didn't actually, he couldn't find my name. Look, I only live a few minutes out. I'll go back home and I'll come back, I promise. He's like, "Oh, but we're leaving now." I was like, "Yeah, no, I only live like 10 minutes. I just need to get something from Foodland, go there and come back." And left.
The most convoluted bullshit story ever.
You got sucked in big time.
And it took you so long to get out.
I know.
Even when you're on the phone, I assume he can't hear the conversation. So you would just be like, "Oh, yep, hang up. Oh, no, they don't have it." You don't need to go through the thing of like checking letters and names.
Man, this guy was persistent.
He was, though. They are like that, though, now, man. That's why you just got to keep... Once you're engaged,
I had changed him, I would have just given him my change and that, but it's just not. They take money out every month and then you have to go through a process to stop it after a while.
Well, I guess that's the thing that they spin is, you know, so they can budget for the year so they know how much is coming out. But it's like, I can't just have $10 being taken out of my account every month forever. There's more than one charity out there.
You know, you're not supposed to really get out your bank details to people on the street.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not?
Oh, shit, actually, what have I been doing?
Wallet inspector. Yeah. Now, London's actually brought in laws against those type of charities. All those charity workers that do that. Yeah. And it's like hardcore. They're not allowed to be within 5 metres of a shopping mall door.
Yeah.
So you can't walk directly into them. They're not allowed to physically touch you, so he couldn't shake your hand if he was in London.
Yeah.
They're only allowed to speak to you for a minute tops and all that. Just really, pretty much saying, fuck you, stop doing that terrible sales pitch.
Yeah. Because this guy kept hammering me. He's like, Kiss, you have to give me your bank details. If you give me the wrong one, I could go to jail for 15 years. I was like,
good.
Like,
he could go to jail.
Yeah, for if you like get some, I don't know how, but maybe money from someone else.
Oh, from someone else?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, right.
You just know your mate's bank account details, sign them up.
Yeah, well, all that type of stuff's just bullshit. Like, they over-exaggerate how bad the dangers are. Like, those penalties that people quote for a lot of things, you never get anywhere close to that. It's like,
worst case scenario.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh yeah, you know, if you like crash a car into the shopping center, like you like get life in jail. It's like, yeah, if I do that and I kill 20 people or something.
Yeah. I roll my Hummer several times through the baby aisle.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's just like so ridiculous, man. But no, that is actually on that then, just with people asking for money. Another big thing is just like people, I guess, a bit down their luck asking for money.
Mm.
And I don't have like a 10-minute story like Fez does. But generally my go-to is just like, oh, I've only got plastic, mate. That's my go-to. Yeah. So you're not shutting them down completely. It's like, oh, I would if I could, but I've only got plastic, mate.
Well, this morning we... Me, Alexis, and Stephen.
Interesting you're talking about something, because I want to talk about something.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. We just had fucking 30 minutes of you.
Okay, alright, fine.
I had a fairly quick anecdote I was going to get to.
Okay, continue.
No, let's hear about this story this morning. Well,
because, yeah, we had a few people down their luck asking for money, and, you know, Stephen said, oh, yeah, sorry, mate, and so did Lexus, and it came to another person asking money. I said, for some reason, just I don't know why I said it, but I said, oh no, thank you. Like, just went out there, just
cool anecdote.
That was worth interrupting me.
God, that's interesting. I reckon Hollywood's gonna make a movie out of that.
Yeah,
all right. The point I was getting to is that I think that if a lot of people use the excuse of I've only got plastic, so if it's a smart homeless person should go out and invest in like a portable like FPOS machine and bring that around with them, because you'd be like, oh, that's alright, mate, I got one right here. I've had people say like, oh, there's an ATM down there, like, do you want to just walk down there? It's like, well, no, man, like, I gotta catch a bus and stuff. I'm not gonna risk not catching a bus and I'm not gonna give you $20, so unless you gotta change.
These things don't spit out fives, mate.
Yeah, and it depends how aggressive they are as well, man. Like, if there's a person, I prefer to give money to the guys that are just sitting down and they've got like a hat out or something. I might check $2 on that. But some dude's fucking breathing his cigarettes in my face and just like, and just like wheezing on me.
Yeah,
I'm less inclined to give them money.
That's very true.
So yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I had the bullshit blunder story, very similar to what you were saying about the card.
Yeah,
I remember I was doing some shopping. And I was walking towards my car, and this guy rocked up, and he didn't look homeless, but he looked kind of like it was hard. He looked like old Uncle Phil that was bragging about his financial problems, you know, just looked hard on his luck. Anyway, he comes up and he goes, oh, mate, you know, do you have $2 or $5 or anything? And I said the old classic line, sorry, I only got my card.
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, okay, that's all right. Well, can you give me and my family a lift to Salisbury? Like, straight up, that's what he said. He's like, oh, so you don't... He's like, yeah, because I need to buy a bus ticket, but I can see you're driving, so would you mind doing that?
In context to listeners, how far away Salisbury is.
Oh, true that, yes. For our out-of-state or international listeners, Salisbury is about maybe 40 minutes drive out of the CBD, in the complete opposite direction to where I live as well. And so I just took it even further and said, oh, I'd love to, but I don't really have enough petrol and, you know, I live in the other way and all that. But what a dubious bastard by just straight away saying, all right, well, drive me somewhere then.
Yeah, that's fucking scary, man.
Quite an entrepreneur, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's. I wonder if he's just got like a flow chart of like, if he says this, I'll do that. If he denies, like, the ride, I will then ask for, like, you know, him to get me a pie or something like that.
That's it. Well, can I just get some food?
He's like, oh, can you take me to Salisbury? No. Well, how about, like, Mile End?
A destination auction.
Yeah, exactly. It's like one of those mystery flights for him every day.
He's just take me wherever.
Yeah. Where are you going, mate? Can I ride with you till you get to your house?
I just want company, really. I don't want any money. Yeah. Just a friendly chat.
I just like the car. Car rides. Haven't been any in my life.
Bit of air conditioning, bit of music.
Yeah. I must say, in America, though, I gave away so much more money because the beggars on the street and the homeless were just really quite funny and creative in how they asked for money. There was a guy in San Francisco who was hiding behind bushes, right? Covered himself in bushes. And then when you walked past, he jumped out of them and was like, and you screamed. And he's like, oh, I scared you, look at my sign. And it says, if you scream, you owe me a dollar.
That's pretty
good. And I was all right, fair enough. Yeah. I actually gave him $2. I was like, that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Another gave him a dollar tip for it as well.
Another guy was sitting having a beer in San Fran. He comes up and he goes, ah, where you guys from? And we're like, oh, Australia. He goes, well, what? I'm going to sing you guys a song. Oh, two Australian boys sitting having a beer. And he, like, made this impro song on the spot. And he's like, if you can't, gentlemen, give me $2, I would be so blessed. And I was just like, yep, done. That's cool.
That's a good way of doing it.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, that's good, man. This is becoming less of bullshit blunders as more as like begging tips.
Yeah,
begging tips.
Here's how to do it.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, it's the holiday season. We're giving back to the poor community.
Yeah.
If they ever find the means to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure they've got their laptop sitting on there and their number one priority is listening to us.
I think so.
Yeah. All right, I've got two stories. The first one is I was asked for money and I did something kind of similar to you. I was like, oh, I don't have change on me, but I made the mistake of hitting my wallet where I had a lot of change on me. He just clearly heard the tink of like gold and silver coins in there. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, that didn't sound good. And I just pissed the hell off from there.
Just did a runner? Just like, here's the jingle, you're like, shit!
As I was running away, just these coins just scattering everywhere.
Him falling behind, thinking on the trail.
Yeah, he's chasing me.
And the second one, I actually heard another guy at uni do this. The first time was when they used to have those uni council elections and they'd ask you to vote. And I found that heaps annoying.
Yeah.
But I was walking past there and a girl was like, oh, to a different guy, oh, can you vote? And he was like, oh no, I'm busting to go to the toilet. I've got to go. And then he just walked off. He's like, that's really good. Yeah. I'm going to try it. So I did it one time to like a charity. Yeah. Works a treat because everyone's like, oh, I'm sorry, mate. You've got to go. Get on out of here. Yeah. Just like, thanks, mate. See ya.
Now, another thing I want to point out, does this make us bad?
No. Like
bad people?
No, I don't think so. Like I said, I'll give it to them if they're not getting in my face.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, people getting up in my space, it's just like...
Not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool, dude.
Yeah. You have stuff to do.
It's like they're trying to pressure me, you know? If you're going to be aggressive, I shouldn't give you money.
Yeah. That's why I don't like when people do start with their hands out. Like, oh, how are you, mate?
Yeah.
I don't want to shake your hand. So I just keep my hands from the pocket. It's like, yeah, good. Yeah. And they'll sort of like grab your arm. Like,
yeah, I've had that.
Good. Oh, good, mate.
Yeah, man. Actually, I had, just while we're on these stories, I had a guy, we were in a McDonald's in the middle of Rundle Mall, which is like the big shopping area in Adelaide. And I was sitting in there when I was about 17. And this guy came up behind me and he's like, oh, hey, mate. Like, he saw my wallet was open. I was putting cash back in there. He's like, oh, can I have that $2? And I was just like, no, you can't, because I'm a 17-year-old high school student. $2 is actually like a bus ticket for me. And he's like, oh no, give me that fucking $2. And he pulled out a needle.
Oh, shit.
And like, he's like, if you don't give me that $2, I'm going to stab you with this needle. And he's like, and I've got like diseases type thing.
Oh.
So this is not very lighthearted for Christmas. And I gave him $2. I was that risk is not worth the $2.
Yeah.
No.
So that's another tip. Don't use fucking needle. Although it worked, I we found a cop afterwards, and I was like, yeah, that guy in there, like, just threatened me with a needle type thing.
Yeah.
Which, again, I'm not usually a snitch, but this guy's going around pulling needles on people. Yeah.
On high school kids.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And it was like 5 in the afternoon, man. It was fucking, it was freaky ass. That's one of actually my closest, like, scariest experiences of my life, actually.
Especially with, I think I'd rather just get stabbed with a knife than a needle.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, yes. I don't want to get some, yes. like, life-long disease. I'd rather just get a couple of stitches and a good cop story.
Yeah, at least then you got, like, a cool scar, maybe. Assuming it wasn't fatal, that would obviously not be the best.
Got to a bar, some chick, get what's up, I got hep C. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Work. Nah, man, yeah, it was freaky ass. And just the way he kind of creeped up behind me as well, and like was just peering over my shoulder.
Yeah.
It was fucking freaky.
Ugh.
Thank you. Merry Christmas!
Yay, comedy podcast. Merry Junkies!
Yeah. Alright. Let's get this a bit more lighthearted, shall we? With a bit of what Christmas? What? Rapping.
Yeah.
Christmas freestyle circle, basically.
Ooh.
We do it a cappella. So somebody ends a rhyme, and then they start a rhyme for the next person, and it goes around the circle. So the first person who's starting will do two bars first,
mm-hmm.
and then start the next set of two bars. So for example, you say, like, you know, Santa Claus got to pull his sleigh, you know, I can't really afford it with my pay, and then, or something like that. And then you'll start off something else, being like, now I've got to go to work, and then Fez would say,
yeah, then I went and did a twerk. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Hey, that's
fine. That's basically how it goes, with a little bit more energy than that. So let's get into it. Corbsy, do you want to kick us off? We'll go around the circle this way.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. And feel free to try and fuck people over with it. But if it's stuffing the flow up too much, let's go around a couple of times before we start stuffing it up.
All right.
Okay, sure. All right. Ho, 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 and a Merry Christmas to you. Don't be a snitch and give a gift card to the zoo. If you want to give the best present in the world,
get nice and cozy with your dog. Get snug up and curled. And if you've got a dog, then you need to buy.
You should go to the local Big W store and get a can of ice.
Oh, so many things wrong here.
Christmas with the family is a real bore.
At least over Christmas, you don't need to do chores. When I sit with the family, have a turkey dinner,
I think to myself, is my stomach ever gonna get thinner? But then I remember what the old Saint Nick used to say.
He used to say, yo, Rudolph, get off your ass and pull my sleigh. And I used to say to old Rudolph, that great reindeer,
Bitch, get back on the sleigh and drink a beer. Saint Nicholas went, traveled around the world,
gave good presents to the little boys and girls.
That's right, yeah.
He said to his reindeer, Blitzen,
you ain't no motherfucking bitch, so get out the kitchen. Because this is the rhyme that I'm flipping, I'm switching, and under my trigger finger I'm itching, so when you see me rolling down the street,
listen out to my funky beat. Yo, check it out, it's Rudolph the Red.
About to hit up them strip clubs with all my gents.
Oh, doesn't work, bro.
Fuck, it doesn't
work. I wish I was wearing a GoPro so I could just show footage of Fez's reaction and shock horror to anything that is directed his way. Utter confusion.
So, Rudolph, with your nose so bright,
won't you circle jerk me all night? Me and Mrs. Claus getting down so tight.
So tight that I'm about to bust a load on her inner thigh.
Good. Well, there's another rhyme coming, isn't there, for me?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, yes, there was. I simply forgot about the words. So please don't refer to me as a Christmas turd. Because I'm not talking about Mr. Hankey or South Park.
I'm talking about... Jaws the shark. Because you got to get to the aquatic life forms too. So Jaws has come straight out of the aquatic zoo. So if you hear the Jaws music, then what you've got to do
is be prepared and do a poo. So, good night, ladies and gents. Have a Merry Christmas. And most of all, remember to cover up your Xmas. Xmas. On the night you sleep so soundly.
And our podcast profile speaks so profoundly.
The end. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Xmas.
All right. we've saved the best podcast at the end of the year, guys.
Oh yeah, that's yeah, it. Yeah. This silly season is getting sillier.
Yeah, you better be drinking copious amounts of brandy and eggnog to listen to this bad boy.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. But let's not get too merry because Christmas can be quite offensive. Ho ho ho! Merry political correctness. Okay, look, I've noticed this over the past couple of years, and it really is starting to give me the shits. It's politically incorrect now to say Merry Christmas, you know, because it's not exclusive of all religions or background. Mm-hmm. You now have to say season's greetings
happy holidays.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, festive season. Ho, 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 they actually banned because it's derogatory towards women because some women are prostitutes by trade. It gets ridiculous and more ridiculous. And it's only Christmas that they do this. So what I want to do is go around the podcast desk right now and give you a different holiday. And I want you to tell me why it's politically incorrect and then give me a nice PC-friendly new term for that holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with you. Getting me?
Yeah. I am with you.
With me.
I'm with you more than I was than when there was a shark involved with the Christmas just previously.
Yeah.
This is old making more sense.
Shark.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna get my phone out so I get the rest of them. But I've got the first one off the top of the dome. Do you want to go first, Stephen?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Your holiday it. That you've got a PC.
Nail it to the cross.
Let's do it. Your holiday is All Saints Day.
All Saints Day.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't even know what that day what is.
Yeah, All Saints Day is on the 30th of June and is celebrated by Christians, Orthodox Christians,
yes,
in mainly the UK and Europe.
Yeah, I thought it was about the medical drama that used to be on Channel 7.
Well, if you want to take it down that direction, you're more than welcome.
So, give me that again. It's the
All Saints Day.
Yeah, but what's it celebrating?
Well, I don't know what it really celebrates, but that's
it's just all the saints getting involved, is it?
Well, let's just theorise.
Let's just say it celebrates the many patron saints out there.
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably what it does. So just tell me why it's politically incorrect.
Well, why it's politically incorrect is because it's called All Saints, but I guarantee you there's some saints missing from the list that's been celebrated. You can't celebrate all saints on one day. There's a shit ton of saints.
Preach.
Not a saint.
Preach, brother.
Yeah, and like, St. Patrick's Day gets his own fucking day.
Yeah, it's one, isn't it? Yeah.
So does he get in with All Saints as well? So is he double dipping? Because he's a saint. He's probably getting still prime time and on All Saints Day, I reckon.
Mm.
So that's why it's exclusive and not politically correct in that manner. And so, you're saying it's Christian as well, like obviously, like, you know, excluding other religions. Other religions, like, they may not call them saints. But,
exactly.
You know, like, why wasn't Buddha getting in there?
Hmm.
You know?
True.
I heard he was a good bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's why I would say it's not politically correct.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Is that all I needed to do?
No, and now you've got to give me a new politically correct term. So instead of All Saints Day, you have to come up with a name that's politically correct, no one will get offended about.
Let's call it Any Deity You Like Day.
Hmm. Oh, any deity.
Diety. And like, yeah, or if you're not interested, then no one. Let's call it that. Any deity you like day.
Well, no.
But if you're not interested in deity, then just have a good one.
Cool. Good. That's, it's quite politically correct. No one's going to get offended.
Yeah.
You've saved our moral compass once again.
That's good, because you could be like, you know, I don't like deities, but this day is just wishing me a good day. Damn. So
yeah.
I support it.
Mm. And also, it brings the interesting conundrum of the word deity or deity or DT.
Deity.
Yeah. And people mispronouncing that.
Yeah. I actually never heard of that word until 15 seconds ago. Deity. Deity? Yeah. Day.
It's spelled...
Deity, I think deity. It's pronounced. Deity. Deity.
Well, I'm on a no-carb deity.
Very good.
Yeah. That's how I saw that. All right, very good. So that's been now the 30th of June is all politically correct. Thank you very much, Stephen.
No worries.
Now, you're up next, Fez, and I'm going to give you the Buddhist holiday of Nirvana Day.
All right.
Which is celebrated on the 14th of February.
Nirvana, okay.
What's so the Feb?
Yeah.
Just a quick background.
It's about Valentine's Day.
I don't know. I don't know what it's about. Let's just theorise. That's why we're a light-hearted comedy podcast.
Wait, what's the title again?
Nirvana Day.
Oh.
On the 14th of February, Buddhists around the world celebrate Nirvana Day. Now tell me why that is so politically incorrect.
Well, I'm going to go out there and base this on a limb. Maybe because in the Buddhist religion they believe in the reincarnation. Maybe this day is a special day where... maybe one's life after death then reincarnates into another being.
That's interesting.
It's a day that could, celebrate the... wait, what day was it again?
It's called Nirvana Day. The day. And what I want you to do, Fez, Jesus Christ, is tell me why it's politically incorrect and then come up with a PC name instead of Nirvana Day.
Well, let's see. As you said, there's a... politically incorrect because they could be referring to the state of Nevada.
Okay. Alright, that's better.
And because they mispronounce it, and it's a day where they celebrate the founding day of the state of Nevada, it could offend a lot of the residents there.
You could say it's racist almost to the racist. Lovely people of Nevada.
Yeah.
Las Vegas. Did you say it's racist?
I'd say it's racist to everyone else in the world, not in Nevada.
Yeah.
Because if they have their own day... do we have South Australia Day?
No, we don't.
But is it...
we've got Proclamation Day.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway. Well, anyway, so, yeah, that's politically incorrect. So the PC name for that should be Nevada Day, but also celebrating other states.
Okay, fair enough. The poor people of Nevada have been persecuted for too long.
Yeah.
Those Buddhists need to sharpen up. All right.
Okay.
Fuck, I'm hated by the autistic and the Buddhist.
Yeah, that's it. A lot of them. All right. Alexis, are you getting the flow of this thing now?
I think so.
Yep, good.
Still stuff it up there.
Your day is Holy Innocence Day.
Oh, no.
On the 28th of December.
Yep. Okay, so I'm guessing Holy Innocence Day... is everyone who hasn't had their innocence taken away from them for whatever reason. And I think that's politically incorrect because you need to celebrate the people who aren't innocent anymore, who get up to mischief and have had mischief done to them. So I think it should...
dark?
Quite dark. And
so it's not a light festival, it's quite a dark day.
It's quite a dark day in history, but that's what it is. So
that's why it's not politically correct.
Yes, because those people who have had other stuff, I mean, they should be included in that as well.
Like a Remembrance Day, per se.
Well,
not at all.
No, no, I don't know.
Not at all like a Remembrance Day.
Yeah, it's not so much about soldiers.
Yeah.
Fez, but, yeah. Maybe soldiers too, because once you kill someone, your innocence taken away.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be for only those people who are just clean slate type people. It should be for everyone. So the name of my day will be all people on earth, whether they have sinned or not sinned, or even not done too much, here's a day for you. Enjoy day.
Good.
Does it for me.
Well, I like it.
Hard to fit on a card?
It is. On a calendar, it would be in like really small font. You're like, what day is this?
Spreads out into the other four squares around it.
Cool. All right.
Have you got one for me?
Let's go with this. On Sunday, the 22nd of December this year, they had Date Nut Bread Day.
Oh, Date Nut Bread Day.
Yeah.
Nut Bread Day.
Yeah.
Date Nut Bread. Not just your typical nut bread day.
Cannot believe that. That is so offensive. All right? Yeah. I'll tell you why it's offensive.
Well, good, because that's the segment.
Date nut bread day excludes two types of people. A huge population of people. First of all, people who are allergic to nuts.
Mm-hmm.
They can't enjoy that holiday because they might die. Yeah. So what you're saying is because of an uncontrolled allergy that you have, you're not allowed to celebrate this day.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's true.
Second part,
yep.
Date. There are a lot of people who might be widowed, who might not have good social skills, who quite often don't get dates. So you're saying because of your lack of ability to interact with people on a different level, you're not allowed to be included in this day.
Yeah, you might that's even right. Say, yeah, you might even say they can't get a date because they've got no nuts.
All Brent. That. Yeah. And then you're separating eunuchs from our society. There are some people who don't have bollocks and they're not allowed to join. The whole day, who's left?
Brent
who's
me. Left?
Bet you those fat cat corporate bastards with penises and
eating their nut
eating
bread.
Their nuts and
like
going
they're all that.
Yeah. They don't need Tinder. They've got heaps of dates lined up. The whole thing is just disgusting. All right? For those three reasons right there.
Fair enough. I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
So, you're all right with the bread aspect, though.
Bread's fine. Nothing offensive about
bread. All right. Bread. Then what should we call this day?
I'm going to rename Date and Nut Bread Day.
Yeah.
To.
I assume bread's staying in it. If that was
all
okay.
Romances, whether gay, straight, bisexual, transgender, regardless of relationship status, are welcome to eat foods that don't cause any allergens to people, e.g. nuts, shellfish, fungi, and other gluten, wheat, or MSG, lactose, any allergy.
Yeah.
Bread day.
No,
that's all right.
That is,
yeah.
Sounds good, man.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I liked it. It was good. No. I'd go to that day.
I can't wait to celebrate that day.
Yeah. Mm.
Have a street party.
Oh, so much fun.
All right, so let's get into the interactive part of the show, shall we, with some
Twitter questions.
All right. Twitter questions. We got a couple of questions here. I asked for Christmas-related questions, and that is what I've got.
Oh, good.
Unlike the rest of this podcast, which has been borderline festive at best. All right. So the first question we've got here is from Curtis Gilbert at CFG16.
Gilly.
Yeah. Gilbo. Gilly. Gilbies.
Gilbo Baggins.
All right. Anyways, question is. What the fuck is eggnog? Hashtag elf cum.
Elf cum?
Yeah.
Well, I think you answered your own question there, Gilly. It's, several small men with large ears bakarking Tupperware. That is eggnog. Or they call it egg flog.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't seem right, the consistency of eggnog.
It seems too thick.
It feels like they've had a banana shake that they've left out all year and they've repackaged it.
I've never had eggnog before, so it's just
you're missing out on nothing.
Nothing.
I actually don't mind it. Just to throw that alternate option in there.
I'll have what I buy every year and I have one glass and regret it.
Oh yeah.
But they always have two for one. So I always have two cartons of eggnog until like February. I'm like, I should really throw that out.
Yeah.
So wait, this egg is like not cooked. It's the raw egg and some sugar and milk.
It's not even.
I kind of agree with Steven. It's kind of like banana milkish, but the taste, maybe take out banana. Put in an egg or half banana, half egg, maybe. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Maybe if you like, if you whisk up a banana, it's got that like real runny texture to it, kind of like that.
Yeah. Traditionally, it's supposed to have rum in it. It's supposed to be an alcoholic drink, and it never tastes good.
Have you had it with rum?
Hot
with rum?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna look. They don't listen anyway, but. My girlfriend's parents quite often always have an eggnog there, and they have a massive bowl of it, alright? And they're always quite insistent that everyone has a glass, and it's I like my booze, alright, but it's so strong that it's like, as you said, banana-y, off-milk thing. Just with the punch in the mouth of brandy. And it's always, like, it's summer. Yeah. It's summer in Australia. And the last thing I want, like, Saturday afternoon when I'm, like, milk. It's warm curdled milk.
It's a winter
and
drink.
Booze. Yeah. And it's like, I've got to put a smile on when I drink it, but I just want to tip it down the drain.
There are a few things like that. Yeah, we obviously just copied the Northern Hemisphere, but some things just don't apply in Australia.
No, I'm sure maybe if you lived in Finland and it's minus 12 right now, some egg and brandy might warm up your frostbite, but not here.
And it might be better, like, if that's the only thing you drink. But if you've had four Cooper's Parallels and you're switching to off milk, which is warm.
You can't drink any other drink after that. It ruins it. There's nothing that goes well with eggnog.
No, there's not. You can't have it with anything savoury. You got to try it. Maybe a pudding.
Maybe a pudding.
I'm not a big fan of pudding either, putting it out there. Christmas pudding.
Oh, yeah. Like, shit.
It is shit.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And again, it's something that's shit, but they've soaked in alcohol to try and make it passable.
Yeah.
Just give me the alcohol without the shit.
I mean,
dry.
It's
dry. They are always dry.
Oh,
sometimes they're soaked in brandy, so they've got a bit of moisture to them.
Well, my family does. It's soaked in brandy. We light it on fire, which is pretty cool. But one time my uncle, like, poured the brandy on. The brandy went, like, over the plate and onto the tablecloth. And he lit it on fire. The tablecloth caught on fire. It was just like, shit.
Yeah.
There was a bloody hole on the tablecloth.
Yeah, Christmas pudding. Nobody enjoys it.
Yeah.
Do you know why it's once a year? It's because they can't sell that shit at all.
People can't stomach it once a year.
Yeah. I always have it. I always regret it. I'm like, why am I eating this shit? Like, why? Yeah. It's awful, man.
So, yeah, that's why I hate Christmas.
Yeah. It is actually kind of an awful end to the day. It's like, oh, now I have a glass of the shitty eggnog and a bowl of Christmas pudding.
Choke this down, because I know you're full when you don't want it.
Yeah, it's fucking awful, man. Maybe that's why they do it on Christmas, is because you're so full from lunch, you can politely decline.
That's why they sell them, so everyone can say no.
And they just put it in the bin.
Oh, no, thanks, it couldn't possibly.
Yeah, it's more of a decoration than anything. Just kind of have it there.
It's a doorstop.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Fruitcake is alright.
That's almost the same.
Yeah. That is Christmas cake.
Yeah, it's pretty much fruitcake.
Except
they
just dried it.
Fruitcake, I'm not a fan of either, man. If I want some sultanas, I'll get some fucking sultanas. I don't want them in my fucking cake.
You know the way I like Christmas pud is drowned in custard. That's like the only way I'll eat it. Like literally like a little bit of Christmas pudding and then just like a bowl full of custard.
Again, it's because there's minimal Christmas pud.
I was like, this custard is good.
Yeah, no, it's awful, man. Yeah, why do we do that to ourselves? And I know this year, I'll be sitting there, fucking just chowing away.
Outcome to Christmas pudding. Yeah. You choke it down, you're like, this is good, Auntie Joyce. Well made.
Here's the thing.
It's dry as shit, you're just having water to wash it down.
Why can't they have, like, Christmas lamingtons or something? Like, something edible.
Christmas Snickers bars. Like, everyone gets a Mars bar.
Yeah.
Just mung that down.
Yeah.
A glass of scotch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Brandy. And it's a race to can finish it first.
A single malt Christmas.
Yeah.
It's good. All right. The next question we have is... Actually, Fez, so do you have anything to add?
No, I'm good.
Oh, shock horror. Next question.
next question is... How did you find out there was no Santa? I was 7, snuck the keys to the trunk of the car, popped the hood... And it still took my mum 2 hours to explain to me she was Santa. This is from, by the way, from our good friend Greg McGee at Coded Bocat. I'm sorry I haven't done that story delivery justice, but I had to scroll up to read the second part of the question. So anyway, so this guy found his mum in the car, I assume with the presents.
Yeah.
With a hose in the window. Just the way you said that sentence, like, he found his mum in the car, as if it's like just OD'd or died or something.
This episode is so dark.
It has been dark, mate. I apologise to the listeners.
So he found... his mum with the Christmas presents all nicely wrapped in the car.
I assume so. Yeah. I don't know if she was getting out a Santa costume or something. He found some evidence that there was no Santa.
Yep. Mm. Fez, how did you find out?
shit. I reckon through school it would have been. There's no such thing
kids
as
kids' scope.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know, I think I just worked it out myself. Just some logical
smart
reasoning.
Kid.
Yeah, just an intelligent guy going, well, this just does not make sense. How can he visit every house in one night? This is quite preposterous.
Yeah, like crunching the numbers.
Yeah. I was like, if he visited maybe 2 billion houses, then he's travelling way faster than the speed of light.
Yeah, because he's magic though, bro.
He's magic, is he?
Yeah.
And I threw the Christmas tree over in disgust.
Dude, magic explains everything. Come on.
Sure does. How did I find out? I think it was a mixture of people at school starting to talk about it. Then I did the math myself. Yeah. And I remember one night just...
that's how all kids do it. They just crunch a number.
Yeah, that's it.
If I had every house in the world...
Plus 10 seconds for chimney time.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
But I remember asking my mum, and she played it very well. She was very quick on her feet. She said, well, look, you are correct. There isn't Santa now, but 300 or 400 years ago, there was a tradition where there actually was a guy who used to go around the local village he was and give presents. And so what parents do is live through his legacy and give to their kids. So he's always alive within us. And I was just like, boom, well done.
What a magical lady your mother was.
Oh, she was very quick on her feet.
Although, yeah, fair enough.
Which could be true. It's got
no. There was a dude. I think in Mexico or something.
Wasn't that Greece?
No, yeah, no, Greece. Greece. It was Turkey.
Which used to be Turkey.
Yeah.
So he was dark.
Well, that's not required. No need to specify.
No, he's from Asia Minor.
Okay, also not quite. But I just saw like some news story about it the other day where like in America they were debating the color. Just like, what if Santa Claus was black? And then the ladies were just like, well, I don't know why we need to debate, because he is white, and that's a fact. And then I just heard someone say, actually, no, he's in Turkey, so probably wasn't.
No, but it was that, because I think Santa Claus is an amalgamation of different things that happen. So St. Nick and stuff was part of it.
In Turkey, that's
it. Yeah, that guy in Mexico, where the chimney thing came from, I think it was.
Okay.
Is because everyone kind of lived underground, so he had to come down holes.
Down the chimeneas.
Yeah, exactly.
Scold his feet.
Yeah. But yeah, he would literally come down from the roof to give the presents, I think. So I think it's just a mixture of everything.
Yeah,
and then Coca-Cola got a hold of it. And
we are where
we are today.
Yeah.
Commercialised, bastardised world.
Mm-hmm. But that's, like, to bring it on, and this is where it goes back, that political correctness of Christmas. Like, who gives a shit what colour he is? Like, at the end of the day, someone has to be one colour. Like, you can't have, like, an entity being Santa Claus where it's, like,
yes,
half
can.
Black,
yes.
Half white,
yes,
part, like, a third every other skin tone in the world.
Just make him every skin tone.
What, is his face going to look like a rainbow paddle pop?
He looks like Leatherface. Imagine that coming down to kids.
He's got a knife or something.
It shouldn't matter what colour he is, but I think it's incorrect for like the news reporter or someone, because they're supposed to be reading like information, just say, hey kids, Santa's white, alright? Like, it seems a bit like you're brainwashing.
Not really. Well, it's like,
not
if
really
someone's
brainwashing.
White, well, like, I can't say,
no, but
that's not white.
You know, but as in like trying to enforce that, felt like it's an important detail, like, he's white, kids, alright, don't worry, he's white. Let's say it like that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's really doing that.
It's a fictional character anyway.
Yeah.
No, but I think you talk about the one from that lady from like Fox News, I think it was.
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah,
as well?
I saw that as
well.
Yeah.
If I saw like a black Santa, though, I'd be like, that's chill. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, am I still getting a candy cane? Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Why am I still sitting on your lap at this age? How did I find out? Just quickly, I think I got up actually and saw like my dad putting stuff under the tree. But I reckon my dad told me, like, I asked him the next day. He's like, oh no, Santa can like change form.
Santa is Terminator 2.
Yeah, he didn't want to frighten you by having a strange person in the house, so it just looked like me. And I remember thinking, like, well, he is magic.
Man, these parents are quick.
Yeah. So then I was just like,
I'll be freaked out if there's like, yeah, Santa Claus is the Terminator, and just think of that scene with the finger.
Oh, yeah. Cool. All right. So that brings us to the end of the episode. Fez, do the tradition, tradition of taking us out. For what has been a great year of good friends and Fez?
Now, wait, before, do we have to be politically incorrect or politically correct, or can I say Merry Christmas?
You can't say that unless you want to offend millions of people.
I will anyway. So, viewers or listeners, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. You're constantly offending people anyway. Yeah, like, the fact that you exist offends me.
Go on.
Okay, well, I'm a bit emotionally distraught now, so...
Finish the show.
No, I won't.
End it.
All right. End me. Alright, so listeners, have a great Christmas. We should be back next fortnight. This always happens. For episode 27.
We'll be back in the new year.
Yeah, back in the new year. And keep sending us Twitter questions. Should we be back to the normal? No holiday specials, just your regular good friends and affairs. And see you then.